I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And join us on the line right now, Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst, former U.S. attorney to the District of Columbia, a man who has insights into this investigation that's been going on. We hear into the Clinton Foundation and what's their pay to play. Joe, good morning to you.
Good morning.
I want to start off by playing a little clip. You remember Hillary Clinton said the other day, hey, look, you know, I know there's a lot of smoke out there, but there's no fire. To that, the person in charge of the DNC, Donna Brazile, had the following to say.
First of all, Martha, the way I look at it, I've been a government official. So, you know, this notion that somehow or another, someone supporter, someone who's a donor, somebody who's an activist saying, I want access, I want to come into a room and I want to meet people. We often criminalize behavior that is normal. And I don't see what the smoke is.
Joe, would you like to help the chairman of the DNC understand what's wrong with what she just said?
Yeah, there's enough smoke to cook bacon. I mean, this is really silliness. First of all, there is definitely pay to play going on. There has been bribery. There have been quid pro quos. The evidence is in Clinton Cash, Peter Schweitzer's book, and all the emails that are now coming out. There is something in the law of bribery called simultaneity. In other words, when things happen simultaneously, they can either be by accident or with a purpose. In the case of the Clinton Foundation, everything happened with a purpose, and the purpose was this. You paid money, you got access, you might get something done. But make no mistake about it, it is a crime to bribe someone to get access. Access is a government thing. When you're in that office, your ability to grant or decline an interview is property. It belongs to the American people. There have been bribes paid from the beginning of the administration of Barack Obama to the time when Hillary Clinton became Secretary of State until the time she left. One example, Ericsson. Bill Clinton gives a speech for Ericsson, someone who never asked him to speak before. Ericsson had pending before the State Department its telephone equipment, which was going to be placed on a list of sanctioned, banned equipment that couldn't be sold overseas. Ericsson hires him, pays him $750,000 to give one speech. Within a week, Ericsson's products are not put on the sanctions list.
Well, so there was a this, and then there was a that, right?
Listen, let me just tell you something. This nonsense from Donna Brazile and all these Democrats, there is no smoking gun. There are so many smoking guns that people now have to register them all in the Democratic Party. For people who hate guns, the Democrats sure have a lot of smoking ones in their hands.
You know, one other thing about Donna Brazile's statement that I found fascinating, you know, listen, she may be right that it's pretty standard for a big donor and a big supporter to then ask for a meeting or want to be in a room with
not
people.
After they give money.
Right.
Not
but this way. But here's the interesting thing, Joe. They weren't donating to a campaign apparatus, which falls under the FEC and falls under a certain number of guidelines and disclosures. This is supposed to be a nonprofit, nonpartisan 501c3 foundation. She's sort of telegraphing and exposing the fact that they treated the Clinton Foundation as a campaign apparatus.
Listen. This is so indefensible that the Democrats are now lost in an almost Alice in Wonderland defense of something that is indefensible. That you're exactly right. The foundation existed for one reason. It existed to create an opportunity for people to bribe the Clintons so that they could get things from Hillary Clinton in the State Department. By the way, Jim Comey, the FBI director, is now viewed with such derision by former members of the FBI and people in the FBI now. He has become a joke. The fact that he couldn't find intent in the email scandal, he didn't investigate anything about the Clinton Foundation,
yeah.
He allowed lawyers to represent multiple people, He allowed lawyers to destroy and delete documents without any consequences in the email scandal. Comey should resign. He has become an embarrassment. If anyone thinks he can investigate the Clinton Foundation, they are out of their minds.
All right, so we have talked often about the fact that in the Southern District of New York, the U.S. attorney there is involved apparently in some kind of investigation in the Clinton Foundation and whether or not there was pay to play, this for that, quid pro quo. What is the timing on all this? Because that is sort of important, isn't it? I mean, is this guy going to be able to wrap up an investigation before the election?
No, absolutely not. But he's got two things going on up there, very big. He's investigating Governor Cuomo for the corruption problem in Albany, and he's investigating the Clinton Foundation. None of this is on a short timetable, and in all likelihood, none of it will be resolved before the election.
Let me, you just alluded to the FBI Director Comey, if I can just follow up on your statement there with regard to intent. Trey Gowdy, who is the chairman of the Benghazi Select Committee, or was, I should say, now that the committee has wrapped up its work, made some news this week saying, listen, I've looked through over the FBI notes. There were no questions and there were no follow-ups regarding intent. Now, you're a former U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia. If you were in that room questioning Hillary Clinton, what kind of questions would you ask to get to the intent issue? Because Comey said, hey, we looked at this and she didn't have any intent to break the law. Well, how do you know if you don't ask the questions? What questions should they have asked?
First of all, she did have the intent, because when you set up a private server in your house to conduct all your government business, there's only one reason for that. It's to prevent public disclosure, responses to the Freedom of Information Act, and to ignore subpoenas. And then you ask a whole series of questions about, well, what was the purpose? How did this all happen? But remember, more important than anything else, there was no transcript of this interview, one of the most important interviews in FBI history. And James Comey allowed the entire interview to be done without a transcript. Guess what? How are you going to prove perjury if you don't have a transcript? The answer is you're not. I'm going to tell you something. James Comey should be ashamed of himself. This guy, this moral hack who pretends to have all this sanctimony about him, he is a moral hack. What he has done to the FBI and federal law enforcement is inexcusable. There is so much intent about what happened with the email and the foundation and everything that it is inescapable. And he says he sees nothing. I mean, this is embarrassing. You should hear the way former senior FBI agents talk about James Comey. They are embarrassed.
One of the things that has come out is that Hillary Clinton has made the case, well, we didn't draw any salary from the Clinton Foundation. I didn't
There's
get
tens
any.
Tens of millions of dollars in expenses.
Exactly. That's what I wanted to get to. It was a way that they could fund their lifestyle, even if they don't directly draw salary, right?
Private planes, fabulous hotels, expensive meals, Dom Perignon, Veuve Clicquot, 1928, you name it. I was going to call him a rube from Arkansas, but boy, is he slick. He's like Svengali. He's not a rube anymore.
Joe DiGenova, great stuff as always. Always good to start our week with you, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. It's a pleasure.
Take care, guys.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month. No commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.